Or Yigva Devikniya. You have to make a kinyan in it. So Kozman, you didn't pick it up, you're not carrying the whole thing, you only chayav for the revias that you took. What's going to be though? Gibiya, the Mishnah says, let's say the Shema picked up the whole barrel, the Nopla and many revias, and then he only took out one revias, the Nishpura, and then the barrel broke, the Yoyas, Mishalam de Mekula. This is the case of Shlichas Yad, that since the Shema picked up the whole barrel, Al Manas just to take a revias, but he picked up the whole thing, he was like Kona the whole thing, he's called the Gazman on the whole thing, and therefore he's chayav b'yonshin. That as it breaks later, he has to pay the nekula. Nothing more says, how do we know this? The Tanna Rabbanan went like this. Like how the Shamanot said, the Shikhas Yad is Chayiv just to Machshav alone, even though you didn't do it. The Tanna Rabbanan, the Pesach says, our code of our Pesha. Beshamayim, Malam, the Pesach says, the teacher says, Shechayiv ala Machshav the Kemaisa. Our code of our Pesha is like a Hebrew. Anything wrong the Shema does, means even if the Shema only thinks about taking and making the Shikhas Yad, just thinks about using it for his own sake, he's Chayiv just for that work. Well, they still let him know, ain't a chayiv, at shishtach b'yad, until he actually uses it. She never, the person says, in the sholach yad, in lechaz v'yayu. Now she mamash had to take it and use it. Omer, and they shall be still low, that the loik v'anem, are called about tesha. But there's a rebuy, a cold about tesha. Mash, many things you do wrong, even with not shava. Omer, and they still low, they still says, back to the shantav v'shamay, that loik v'anem, the person also says, in the sholach yad, in lechaz v'yayu. Which is mash, a shame is only chayiv, if he actually uses it. He has to be shleich b'yad, he has to send his hand there and really use it. In Cain, Beishamai has his back, like you Beishamai. In Cain, Beisil has his back to Beishamai. Matam Eloinu, Akod of Atesha. What does the extra prophet say, Akod of Atesha? Sheyoko Beisil says like this, because I would have thought to say, Eilu Yelahu. Maybe only the Shemer himself is Chayiv. Omer Yavru L'shlucha Minayin. How do we know if the Shemer makes a shliach to be shleich b'yad? How do we know this is also one of the cases that we say, Yesh shliach l'dvar v'eiro? Talmud Lema, we have a special pasuk here, our cold of our pesha. That's the reader here, for anything that the Shema does wrong, even though he only does it through a shliach. But Avadi, he has to actually use it. He has to be shliach b'yad. Since the Chiddush is not only if the Shema himself does it, even if the Shema points a shliach, the Shema is chayiv, because we say yesh shliach of the Baal. That's shliach, yeah, this is one of the three cases that we say yesh shliach of the Baal. Then the Mishnah says, he took the chayiv, he just took the barrel, he's not over the shliach of yad yet. Oma Rabba, Leshonu Rabba Nishpa, if it broke by itself, then you potter. Avalech Nitzo, let's say the wine turned sour, then Mishalem is cool, you have to pay for those things. Your Pesheya, that's just Pesheya, Mazad Yibayimu, to be sure Shechisra Chnitzo, Shkendel Chiyam Hakmit, Bezri Chotter. What happened was you tilted the barrel and you took out some wine. So by you taking out the wine in the barrel, you caused the rest of the wine to become Chomet. That's called your fault. My time, the Gemara says, you of the day, it's like your arrows. The Hanalei caused it. In other words, because you emptied out some wine here, you made the barrel not full, and that made it possible that the air gets in and makes it ferment more, and it became chametz. So it became chametz, it became vinegar. So you're the one that calls the pshiyah, therefore you're chayiv. That's nasi, maybe you call the grubbin, you be potter. That's nasi. But as a shemir though, you're chayiv, you're called the pshiyah and the shemir. Then the mission says, let's see, pick up the barrel, then not let many take a revius, you're chayiv with the whole thing. Oh my shmur, learn not to know the mamash, he didn't take any wine out of it. And the key is via lito. As long as you picked it up with a contention of taking it, after Pishla, nothing will even take it. Still, you call the Shlech Bayad right away. As soon as you picked it up, I'm going to have to take it. Like you made the Kenyan, you call the Shlech Bayad right away. Now, Lema is talk of Sava Shmuel, Shlech Hashiyah, and it's a Chathorin. It's talk of just picking it up, Yechayiv, you didn't make any Chosta yet. There's nothing missing here yet. So you see Shmuel hold them like we had a Machlokas before. But you see Shmuel's going to hold, Shlech Hashiyah does not need a Chathorin. Amri, I tell you, Loi. Shani Yoch is different. The Nichle de Tehevei, Hai Chavius Kuloi, Bosses Lai Revius. He's happy that the whole barrel should be a Bosses to this Revius that he took. That's what Kishatish Mois Revius, who had Tachmas Levim Sikhas Yad Bedov Racha Sikhas Oren. But that's because the Magvi Amanas Shech Bayad Kod Zman Shech Osa, he wouldn't be Chai Bagbor. But Yain is different. Yain is not what, ever the Kli Mori, but with the whole barrel. It's sort of like when you have that to pick it up and take out the one revius, it's like the rest of the wine in the barrel is watching your revius wine. So you like to show on it. You're like using his wine. What happened here? You have that just to take one revius of the wine. You want one revius to belong to you. But now you want to use the whole wine in the barrel to watch your one revius of wine. Because if there wouldn't have been for the rest of the wine in the barrel, the your revius would also get spoiled. So here's the issue is, it's a show slimy dust.
Now the Gemara says, boy, Ravashi, Ravashi, yes, it's for Shaila. Hey, give me an anarchy, if you pick up a wallet, We told him menu dinner. You only have in mind to take out just $1 from it. Ma, what's the locha? Do we say you're sure on the rest of the money you be chayif everything for insin or not? Chamro who by wine we said the sword le minto el agav chamro. Wine is only watched agav all the wine in the barrel. Like we said, if there's some wine missing, then the rest of the wine will be spoiled. So it's a sword, even though you only plan to take one revius, but it's considered like you're using the rest of the wine. The rest of the wine is like show to you. Avozuz, but by money minter. Like you only have das to take just $1 out, and $1 you can watch by itself. So maybe you don't have das to use the rest of the money. Or duma, maybe no. Shani niterusa diana, give me niterusa the dinner. Take all. That if you watch a whole wallet, you watch it much better than just watching $1 by itself. So you'd much rather that your $1 should be in this wallet. It's watched better that way. So if it's also considered you're being sure the rest of the money, then you would be chayiv. So this is more advice by Teiku. Rashi says, Kis mole niri could see it better, mishtam you could watch it better. V'yeneich liyos never kedini yichidi. It's not easy to be lost like a single coin. So if that's more stuff, is it called the show on the whole thing here or not? Alright, Hagin Alecha, maskid, we'll stop here.
We're holding that mem dalar om an al perak hazov. Mishnah says hazov koines haketzef. If you want to buy silver, so you could pay with it with gold. If you give gold, you could buy silver coins. But the opposite way, no. Haketzef silver coins ain't a koines hazov. You cannot buy gold by paying silver coins. In other words, the pshat of Mishnah is like this: that we know in the Gemara that money is not koines. If you want to buy metalpolim, you have to make a mashicha. You have to pull the metalpolim and make agbor. But kinyan kesef buying, paying money for metalpolim is not kana. It's machlokes in the Gemara. That's midiraisa, midirabbanan. We'll see in the Gemara. But I call upon him, you can't pay for utensils. The only way you own it is if you make a kinyan. You have to make a mashicha or you have to make a agbor. Now, so here the question is, what's called money and what's called metalpolim? So the Mishnah saying a chiddush that hazov gold, even golden coins, are not used. They're not a currency as much as silver coins. So if you compare gold to silver, we say silver is the coin and gold is like metalim. Gold is like paris, Therefore, if I give you gold to buy kesef, luchur it works for paris, a kinyan of chalipin. But I can make a chalipin with metalim, with paris. I give you a pri, and the fact you're kind of the pri, automatically I'm kind of back the other thing. Because if I want to buy something off you, so make like a chalipin. I give you this, and you're kind of what I give you, and the fact that you're kind of this, I automatically get back what I want. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. Hazov, if I give you golden coins, which golden coins is considered like paris. They're not called like coins, negated to silver, because the currency is not so good as silver. Therefore, if I give you golden coins to buy silver coins, it's chal the kinyan. B'chur b'taras chalipin. That as soon as I give you these paris of gold, like automatically you're machayv yourself to give me back the silver coins. I own the silver coins. But the opposite way, it's no good. Hakesef, if I give you silver coins, which is money, with money you can't do chalipin. And for tinyan b'taras peroyin, you can't buy something with money. Kesef is not kind of, like we'll see in the Gemara, midiraisim d'rabon. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that I kesef ain't a koines hazov. If I give you silver coins to buy a few golden coins, the kinyan is not chal. Now, hanachoshes, copper coins, koines a kesef. The same thing. The gate to kesef, silver coins, silver is the main currency. That's called the money. Copper coins is only considered like paris. Therefore, you can make a kinyan chalipin with the nachoshes. So if I give you nachoshes in order to buy back the kesef, as soon as you take the nechashis from me, automatically I have a kinyan on the kesef. But the opposite way, the hakesef, if I pay you silver coins to buy off you the copper coins, ain't the koines a nechashis. I'm not koina the nechashis. Because kesef is not koina, there's no kinyan kesef. And you can't make chalipin with kesef. Therefore, if I want to buy off you your copper coins, I can't do it by giving you money, by giving you silver coins. Now, moyas haroyas, bad money that's not used so much, Rashi says it means shenislu, it was spoiled already. Koinoi says a yafli. So since they're not used so much, it's like teris negate to good money. So if I give you bad coins, in order to buy a few of the good coins, the kinyan is chalas, like a chalipin right now. I'm giving you peris, and as soon as you're kind of the peris, right away I own the good coins. But the opposite way, no. If I give you good coins, so I give you money, in order to buy a few bad coins, the kinyan is not chal. Ain't no kindness, that's a royce. If I give you good coins, that's called money. Money is not kindness, there's no kinyan with kesef on metaltlim. With metaltlim, you have to make a kinyan meshicha, or else a kinyan chalipin, but not with money. A simon Rashi says, shein alav tzura. Type of a coin, but has no picture on it at all. Just a flat coin. So kindness a matbeya. That's not considered kesef, negated to a regular coin. So if you want to buy coins of somebody, and you give him the asimon, the kinyan is chal, because the asimon is considered like peiros. It's called like metaltlim, that you couldn't make a kinyan chalipin with metaltlim. But the amatbeya, if I want to pay good coins to buy a few an asimon, ain't a coin, it's a simon. I cannot be kind of the asimon, because money is not the kinyan. And the Kivaita Mishnah says, you say this, that metaltlim, coin is a matbeya. That's the klal here. If I use metaltlim, like to make the kinyan chalipin, I'm giving you metaltlim. And of course, as soon as you get the metaltlim, automatically I own the kesef, that's good. But the matzebeya ain't a kernes of metaltlim. But I give you money to receive back metaltlim, kesef, there's no kinyan kesef by metaltlim. Not the teres kesef, and not the teres chalipin. Chalipin cannot be done with the matzebeya. Now, kol ha metaltlim, kernes there, there. Who are then with one metaltlim, you could be kern another metaltlim. Rashi says, Bain b'teres chalipin, whether I want to make a chalipin here, I'm giving you one metaltlim, and I make an exchange for the metaltlim that you have. So as soon as you are coining this metaltlim that I give you, make the meshich or the agbor, automatically I own what you want to give back to me. So Rashi says, Bain b'teres chalipin, she'echlas elu b'yelu. So kivin shemoshe chechad, if I give you a glass, and I want to get back from you a knife, as soon as you're moshech the glass, automatically, kona chaver, reshaloi, I'm automatically coining the knife back from you. Or else Rashi says, Bain b'teres damin. Or else, when I give metaltlim, it also works for teres aparoi in the payment. Bekama titen li eshelecho bekach v'kach. I can make up for you. How much do you want for your knife? You want $10. Now, v'zeh chayz v'yom. Now I say to you, bekama titen li eshelecho. How much would you want for your glass? And the guy says, also $10. Says, so, it's a good exchange now. My glass is worth $10 and your knife is worth $10. So make an exchange. So the kitzah with metaltlim, you could make a kinyan to be kinyan. This we'll see the whole paragraph about this. But pashut as kinyan chalipin though. They make a kinyan chalipin with metaltlim. Or else there's a proyin of zeh kineg is zeh with metaltlim also. Kitzah. Now the Mishnah explains it. What's the case? Moshe chenenu peris. I make a kinyan mashiach. I want to buy a few of your fruits. So I make a mashiach. I'm kind of the peris. V'lenosan le'moyis. And I did not give you any money yet. So locher is einu yochel achzabay. You have no right to be chayzer. Since he made a kinyan in the peris, once he was kind of the peris with Meshicha, that's a kinyan by peris, even though you did not pay money. Money we don't need for the kinyan by Metaltlim. What about Nosan Lemois? Let's say you know I'm going to buy fruit off you. So I give you the $10 for the fruits. But V'loi Moshach in Menu Peris, I did not make a Meshicha, I did not move the peris at all. So a fact I paid you means nothing. Yochol Achzabai, I have a right to retract. Or you have a right to say I don't want to sell to you anymore. By Metaltlim, paying money is not a kinyan. So therefore, both of them have a right to retract. Just Avul Omru, but the Chum said like, Misha Poro, Miyanshe, Dora Mabul, Midora Flogo, who also li Poro, Misha, and Oimid, Bidiburai. Sound like a knas, like a curse, Midirabonin, that somebody that paid money for it. And then you want to retract.